This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, September 13th. God's word for you today is Wisdom, Q and A, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5 to 6, and it says, Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance, for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. How do I know when to use my brain and when to depend on God? The fact that you use your brain does not mean you're not depending on God. Using your brain is not counter depending on God. Using your brain is not against depending on God. The key thing is, where is your trust? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6 says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Who gives you the brain you're using? God. God can use your brain to direct your path or give you something outside of yourself. Why does God say we should choose between gold and wisdom? Why can't we have both? I think what God is saying is you cannot chase both. You can only chase one thing at a time. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16 says, How much better to get wisdom than gold, and good judgment than silver. They say that if you chase two rabbits, you catch none. So if you chase wisdom, you will have gold. If you chase gold, you can have gold without wisdom. The prosperity of fools is their destruction. God is not saying you cannot have both. You can have both, and God wants you to have both. But God says, do not chase both. That is why God's word says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. You cannot chase both. What does wrestling with the scriptures mean? It is to focus on scripture, contemplate on it, and bring it up over and over again in your heart. It is similar to what herbivorous animals do when they regurgitate what they have eaten. For example, when goats eat grass, they have a way of bringing it back and chewing it again. Then they swallow it and bring it back again. That is what it is to contemplate on something. But wrestling can go further in your mind. You're wrestling from a point of, I need to get to the bottom of this. So, it is like a struggle with God, where you are seeking to understand the meaning of that scripture. And you're asking, Lord, what does this mean? I know what this person has said, but Lord, what does this mean? What were you thinking when you said this? You ask those questions and you stay there until the answers come. That is what it means to wrestle with scripture. How can one consistently make wise decisions? If on a particular matter, you think X is what you should do, just do it. Whether you are right or wrong, stop and learn from how you arrived at that decision. Learn from all the parameters involved. Then you become wiser to make a stronger decision the next time. But if you sit and do nothing, you never know. Let us pray. Father, guide me, give me understanding, and make me wise. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.